You are listening to Word of Mouth News on CKLN 88.1 FM, broadcasted at Ryerson University in Toronto. Today is Friday, May 21st, 2010. I'm Craig Forte. The first half hour of today's show is hosted by No One Is Illegal Radio, where we'll be discussing resistance to Arizona's recently passed immigration laws, as well as links to increased enforcement in the GTA. At 6:30 p.m., OCAP Radio will take the mic, bringing you the latest news from the front lines of poor people's struggles right here in Toronto. But first, the news.
Demonstrations against Arizona's SB 1070 continue to grow this week, with tens of thousands of people joining protests across the United States against the controversial anti-immigrant law introduced in that state. The biggest protest took place in Los Angeles, but others were planned in more than 70 cities across the country. In LA, police estimated over 100,000 people had joined a march, while organizers stated that the march was at least twice that size. The law, SB 1070, requires that local police question anyone they suspect of being in the United States without authorization. Under the new rules, those unable to show that they are legally entitled in the United States could be given a six-month jail sentence and fined $2,500. Organizers say the law could lead to Hispanics being targeted and increase the prevalence of racial profiling and further criminalization. Calls for a boycott of Arizona have continued to grow, a state with an estimated 500,000 undocumented migrants.
Meanwhile, in Arizona, five students, four of whom are undocumented, were arrested after occupying the office of Arizona Senator and former Republican presidential candidate John McCain. The students refused to leave as they pushed for the passing of the DREAM Act, better known as the Development, Relief, and Education for Alien Minors Act. This legislation has floated around Congress for many years and was formally reintroduced in 2009 by Senator Richard Durbin, Democrat of Illinois. It would allow undocumented immigrants who came to the United States before the age of 16 to legalize their status by pursuing higher education or entering the armed services. Four students now face deportation court proceedings. The sit-in occurred the day before a large coalition of immigrant rights groups announced a national campaign of civil disobedience that they hope will put an end to deportations. Block Arizona's tough new immigration law, known as SB 1070, and force the federal government to take concrete steps toward immigration reform. A major event is scheduled for May 29th, a day advocates are calling the National Day of Solidarity with Arizona.
In Haiti, farmers are rising up and committing to burn Monsanto hybrid seeds in an act of defiance against the multinational agribusiness's attempt to donate genetically modified seeds to the earthquake-ravaged island. A new earthquake is what peasant farmer leader Chavanez Jean-Baptiste of the peasant movement of Papay called news that Monsanto will be donating 60,000 seed sacks or 475 tons of hybrid corn seeds and vegetable seeds, some of them treated with highly toxic pesticides. The MPP has committed to burning Monsanto's seeds and has called for a march to protest the corporation's presence in Haiti on June 4th for World Environment Day.
While in Italy, some of Italy's most senior police officers have been given jail sentences of up to 5 years for what the prosecution called a terrible attack on demonstrators at the 2001 G8 meetings in Genoa and an attempted cover-up. Victims of the attack expressed delight at the ruling, which overturned many of the conclusions reached by the judges at the original trial in 2008. It remains highly unlikely that any of the officers will go behind bars, however, as the case has taken so long that most of the offenses of which they were accused have been, quote-unquote, timed out by statutes of limitation. On the night of July 21, 2001, at least 150 masked police officers wearing unnumbered uniforms attacked a school being used as a dormitory by protesters against corporate globalization. Such was the ferocity of the beatings that followed that one commander said the school was left resembling, quote, a Mexican slaughterhouse, unquote, its walls splattered with blood. 28 of the injured were taken to hospital, and 3 were put on the critical list. The 2001 G8 protests in Genoa also resulted in the death of Carlo Giuliani, a 23-year-old protester who was shot by police and then repeatedly run over by an armored police vehicle.
The state of Israel has blocked U.S. academic Noam Chomsky from entering the West Bank to deliver a speech. On Sunday afternoon, Noam Chomsky was stopped by Israeli border guards at the Allenby Bridge border crossing from Jordan. After over 3 hours of interrogation, Chomsky's passport was stamped with denied entry. He was scheduled to deliver a lecture at Beer Zeit University near Ramallah and was scheduled to meet with Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad. No reason was initially given for the decision, but the Interior Ministry later told Israeli newspaper Haaretz that officials were now trying to get clearance from the Israeli Defense Forces.
In related news, 1980s post-punk rocker Elvis Costello has canceled 2 scheduled performances in the State of Israel. In an address to his fans on his website, Costello notes, quote, "There are occasions when merely having your name added to a concert schedule may be interpreted as a political act that resonates more than anything that might be sung, and it may be assumed that one has no mind for the suffering of the innocent. I must believe that the audience for the coming concerts would have contained many people who question the policies of their government on settlement and deplore conditions that visit intimidation, humiliation, or much worse on Palestinian civilians in the name of national security," unquote. Costello joins a growing list of artists who have boycotted the State of Israel and its apartheid policies, including Carlos Santana, U2, and legendary proto-rapper and poet Gil Scott-Heron.
In local news, activists and organizers are calling on Premier Dalton McGuinty to stop doing business with Israeli apartheid. Ontario Premier McGuinty will be traveling to Israel from May 23rd to 27th, and his trip is aimed at increasing Ontario's trade relations with Israel, which already totaled over $1.1 billion in 2008. In February 2010, the Toronto Stock Exchange signed a trade agreement with the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange, and McGuinty is now selling his trip to Israel alongside his much-criticized plan for recovery from the economic crisis. His Open Ontario plan threatens to make cuts to social assistance, public transit, and the entire public sector. Protests have been organized for Wednesday, May 26th at 12 noon at Queen's Park here in Toronto.
Also in Toronto, the Art Gallery of Ontario has chopped staff once again, just 1 year after laying off experienced educators, collections expert, and other crucial staff, and despite a recent cash injection from Ottawa. OPSU Local 535 has called on the AGO to cease and desist on layoffs while they are in negotiation for a new collective agreement. Union Representative Paula Whitmore explained that key issues of their negotiation hinge around job security and layoffs. Discussing these issues without a ratified agreement would put members at risk. And those are today's headlines. Stay tuned for No One Is Illegal Radio. Up next, an interview with author and sports columnist Dave Zirin about the Boycott Arizona campaign.
But in the West today, we see a free world that has achieved a level of failure unprecedented in all human history.
Not to be confused with some spook or bastard by the door. Before I got paid by the word, now it's deferred. New Dust Bowl poet, y'all ain't heard it, now you heard. Showed y'all I ain't tired, damn sure ain't quiet. Playing things to teach about, I'm reaching to the choir. Damn, my man, one at a time, this beat's fire. Face told me, Brick, you be bombing the place. To the bob, bob is back. Bobbing and weaving and bobbing and spilling like Womack, Marley and Dylan. Deep song, front page of your life, this is you. Invasion of your mental vacation and your crew. This ain't brand new just because y'all ain't ever knew. I spit politics on that wall where the people get screwed. Tear down that wall. Mr. Somebody. Important non-stop sweatshop so you can retail your ass off without fail. Then some you get set back, blaming immigration exploitation with your lack of information by yelling wetbacks. Somebody acting forever 21, can't hide, can't cry, can't run, can't blame it on a crack or fight back without a passport. Millennium Gestapo, border control, the new contact sport. Y'all call them immigrants and take them to court, but look at your own hood and your own lack of support. Some of these DJs have no idea what they're playing. Some of these rhymers don't realize what the hell they're saying. So I let them chase the cash, honey, without a plan. Forget Johnny was the man in black. Well, I'm the black man. This is modern day slavery and part of the plan. With all due respect, sir, tear down that wall, man. Understand these pressures in this so-called recession. For the black, brown woman and man, it's depression. Roster the stricken, Bernie Madoff with the money. Now the hidden hand is bitten, and now it ain't funny. I beg your pardon, who saved you? Call them laborers. You walk on by and never say hi, consider the neighbors. Got the nerve to live in Texas, Arizona, Cali, and not know. Even missing a clue in New Mexico. Just the brown brothers and sisters of what they done did. This side of the earth, they built pyramids. My passion comes from what I know and who I am. I refuse to lose or to be confused by this new scam. Scarred by sarcasm, Uncle Sam's racist orgasm was just a spasm. Scared of enthusiasm of the black and brown planet. The jealous say, damn it, stupid ass wall, you can't stop us all. Mr. Somebody, tear down that wall. Here's the call, please.
Tear down this wall.